McCoy's comedy improv community is probably one of the fastest growing on the local arts scene, maybe because the skills it promotes work so well with any of the other performing arts. It may seem surprising that so much preparation is needed to be able to get on stage and just wing it, but being truly in the moment is not easy, as any performer knows. John Cummings III, JC3, has been performing with Honolulu's Think Fast Improv for a little over a year and a half. He's a former student, and as the group approaches its 100th performance, he's here with a look at what improv can teach. And you've learned a lot from studying improv, haven't you?
It's been a heck of a journey. It really has. It teaches you better relationships, how to relate to people and situations, and look at theater in a whole different way.
Were you surprised by how much you got out of it?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't sure how this journey was going to go when I started, and 6 months later when I graduated from my first program, I was like, wow. It was just something different that I think I could do for the rest of my life.
You know, in any performing art, there's a healthy degree of fear, right, just before you get on stage, correct?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Was there a lot of that at first?
You know, I think I'm a little lucky in that my regular job is public speaking, so I don't have that fear of talking. But trying to go on a stage, you know, with no rehearsal, no script, and to speak coherently and trying not to be funny at the same time and have a relationship with another person, that's the tough part, and that's what improv, where it shines, it really does.
Trying to be funny usually leads to signs of strain, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The drama, the laughter will come out as a natural process of the relationship you're having with your scene partner as part of improv.
You know, when I think of the great comic characters that we associate with, maybe seeing on the movies from Groucho Marx to Inspector Clouseau, they don't know they're funny.
No, you know, and a lot of those actors, those old-time actors, were doing a lot of improv. They would just, you know, set a scene up, they'd have some scripted, and they would just fill it in with their comedic talent.
But that requires a degree of confidence, which, how do you go about developing that?
You know, I'm lucky with the Think Faster group I'm with right now, we're really active. You know, we do anywhere from 3, sometimes 5 shows a month. So the confidence comes with just being able to perform for small groups or large groups like we had this past Saturday, a full house.
It helps to have a really accepting audience and who kind of, my first take on the improv audience the first time I saw a performance was that the audience has bought into a lot of the rules. Everybody sort of understands the game, yeah?
Yeah, and also helps to salt the audience with a few friends every. So at least you have a smiling face that's out there that's going to be accepting. Because, you know, sometimes it goes great and sometimes it doesn't. In fact, Robin Williams said that when the improv is good, it's like open field running.
That's a good one. I'm not sure what he meant. What did he mean?
He says, you know, because you'll have some really stellar shows. You'll have some shows that are like, oh, my God, where'd they go? But when it clicks, when it works right, it's just this, you get this glow and this feeling. It's just amazing. And I think that's what draws improvisers back again and again and again.
I was at a comedy improv showcase in New York where it was just a great deal at stake. And the thing that hurt the performances, many of the performances, semi-professional, was the anxiety about it. You could tell they were terrified and that a lot was riding on it, and it sucked the humor right out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, for our group, when you have an improv troupe, you're all good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps because, you know, because really what you're going into it with is a conversation built on relationships with other people that you've had before the show that you just bring on the stage and present that to folks. And that's really what happens.
So that's the whole idea of, you know, and we're going to be talking about jazz a little later. And, you know, jazz improvisation is improvisation in a very agreed upon framework. Sounds as if this is very similar, yeah?
Yeah, you know, you want to go into it with what we call the mindset of saying yes and. You know, you listen to what a person is saying, you build on it, expand on it, you hand it back to them, and you just have this flow that goes just like jazz music. I mean, just you're trading off riffs back and forth, and it's amazing.
But you can also, the first time somebody told me about yes and, they also told me about no but, and how you can just freeze the whole performance with the wrong response.
Yeah, you know, we try not to get into negativity and saying no. I mean, when it happens, it can be agreed upon and built on. We want to always try and heighten Because you don't want to go there to a show and watch two improvisers have an argument on stage. I mean,
yeah.
You don't even want to watch that in life. So it's all about the positives, the saying the yes, and then creating something totally unscripted that you'll never see again, too.
But it's very easy, if you're not careful, to kind of slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
In an improv performance.
There are some rules, you know, there that you learn during the process of taking the courses, and then after a while it just becomes natural. And it's all about taking care of your scene partner and trusting that they're going to do the same to you.
And kind of trusting that although you don't know where it's going, that it's trusting that's going to go somewhere good.
Oh, that's what's, you know, we don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to love getting there, and it's going to be awesome when we arrive.
So once the scene starts to develop, once a theme starts to emerge, is it kind of an exhilaration, like, okay, now I know what we've got.
Yeah, you know, you just go from first gear, you hit the clutch shift, second, third, fourth gear, and you're off and running. And, you know, you're just moving across the stage, and pretty soon it's just you and your scene partner. You don't even know you have an audience out there.
Did you have, when you were getting off the ground, did you have kind of an epiphany performance like that? Or
The first series of classes I took, it was a six-month course. And up until our graduation performance night, it was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then it just clicked. It just clicked. And next thing, the lights went black. And I'm like, wow, it's over. And we did it.
That was happened at just the right time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, came right in the perfect time because my dad was in the audience.
But you've really found that in other areas of life, even though you already had that public and overcoming the fear of public speaking is a huge, that's yeah. One of their top fears. But even with that, you gained through the training.
Yeah, and even a lot of what we learn in improv, I can apply on a daily basis, just to regular relationships and conversations in the workplace. It's a tool that's just useful anywhere, really.
It'd be interesting to see people take up improv classes and apply them to other areas of life.
Yep.
I think it's coming.
I think so. You'll see improv courses being taught for corporate businesses as team building skills type workshops. ThinkFast does that a lot too, so it's everywhere.
Terrific. Thanks for coming in, John.
Thank you.
John Cummings III, JC3, is a member of Honolulu's ThinkFast Improv Troupe, which will give its 100th performance Friday, December 12th at Ward Warehouse, and you can get details at our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversations.